Greetings and welcome to this week's edition of the Mr. Science Show. My name is Mark West, and this week's edition of the Mr. Science Show is brought to you by the Beer Drinking Scientists. The Beer Drinking Scientists is a podcast developed by myself and Darren Osborne, editor of ABC Science Online, in which we discuss the pressing scientific issues of the day over a beer and with the punters in the pub. The website for our podcast is www.beerdrinkingscientists.com. We've had a 2.5 year break from the podcast because I was overseas, but now we're back, and the first topic we've discussed since our relaunch is alien life. Is there alien life out there in the universe? And if there is, how are we going about detecting it? If you'd like to hear the full half an hour podcast, get over to www.beerdrinkingscientists.com. But this week on the Mr. Science Show, we have the Vox Pop and some outtakes from the Beer Drinking Scientists recording. We chatted to a number of different people in the pub, and as you will see, they have some interesting ideas about whether alien life exists. Enjoy.
So I was just wondering, do you think that there is life out there?
Absolutely. I've seen a UFO, and a lot of people never believed me when I've told them. I only told a few people and they think I'm crazy, but yeah, I saw a UFO one night, freaked the hell out of me.
So where did you encounter this UFO, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
I was living not far from Blacktown. I was doing my HSC and lived around the corner from this big lookout. So I just went and had a cigarette break from studying and stuff. And all of a sudden, like, all the lights went out around the town and got really freaky. And I looked up in the sky and there was this huge flying saucer with, you know, the lights going around the circumference, just like you see in the movies, you know, it was outrageous. And of course, I was a little bit panicky and started running home down the hill around the corner, and the UFO was sort of flying through the air. And where I lived, a little flat above the garage, so I sat out on the steps for about 10 minutes, and this is where you're going to think I'm really nuts, is it spat out a baby ship. And I'd only wished that I'd had a camera or something on the night, and the ship sort of looked like it was flying towards the house. God knows how far away it was, you know. Anyway, I went to bed that night. The radio wasn't working properly, the TV was flickering, the lights were not working, and so I sort of hid under the covers and actually wrote a note to my mother saying, if I'm not here in the morning, I've been abducted by aliens, because I really thought I was a goner. Anyway, I woke up, it was all right, nothing happened, there were no green men in my flat, but yeah, true story.
And what do people say to you? You mentioned that people don't believe you. How do they react when you tell them the story?
Oh, they asked me, you know, if I was on drugs or anything, but I didn't even really know what a lot of stuff was back then. I was pretty innocent as far as that stuff goes, so totally sober. Black coffee, cigarettes, that was it. Yeah, but people just think I was making it up or having a joke with them, but no, dead set true. But I'm not sure if anyone else saw it that night. They looked up the sky, they couldn't have missed it for the world.
So you're firmly in the yes category too. Is there alien life out there?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
May the force be with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's anything out there, but you'd like to hope that we're not the smartest creatures in the universe, because we don't seem to be doing a very good job of managing our own planet, so hopefully someone else can do a better job.
Do you believe that we've been visited? Do you believe in the idea of UFOs and aliens that have come to visit planet Earth?
I think there's too many things that have happened on Earth, like that people can't determine, you know, how ancient civilizations could construct things the way they did, pyramids and the Incans. So, yeah, I'd say so.
You don't think the world's going to end in 2012 then, like the Incas did?
I don't know. I saw that movie a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't look promising. So I hope not, because I'll still be alive then.
Well, it wasn't a documentary, I don't think, but
No. Well, let's hope not. Yeah. Cheers.
All right. So do you believe that there's life beyond Earth?
Yeah, I probably think that there must be something else existing, but I don't know what kind of form or how intelligent or how active they are in the whole solar system.
What about the thought about UFOs, that we've been visited? Do you think that that's all made up, or is there a chance that we could be being visited?
I think a lot of people would like to believe that, so I guess that's enough for them. I'm not really, yeah, positive.
So you've never seen a UFO yourself?
No, not yet. This time.
Do you believe in UFOs and alien life?
I've never really thought about it, but I guess well, where did we come from, really? There has to be something else out there before us, and I reckon after us as well. So I'm sure there would be something there.
If you look into the sky and you see a star, it's generally a sun, which will have a galaxy around it, and we're too small. You know, we can't even fathom how large the universe is, and yeah, definitely life out there. Mm-hmm.
What about the idea of UFOs, that UFOs with aliens have come and visited us? Do you support that idea?
Possibly. You know, are we an experiment? You know, was Jesus an alien?
I haven't thought of that idea before.
Yeah. And do you think it's worth, you know, I mean, there are some who are critical of searches for extraterrestrial life, whether it be, you know, using radio telescopes, listening out for aliens, or sending spacecraft out to Mars to search for life. I mean, is it a waste of time, or should we continue doing it?
Well, it's out there, you've got to have a look.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of the Mr. Science Show. If you've got any comments about this week's show, or have any comments about anything else that you might want to talk about, the website is www.mrscienceshow.com. And whilst you're there, you can get the Mr. Science iPhone app. And also, if you get that application, you might find that you get some bonus audio from today's podcast recording. Also, remember to check out the Beer Drinking Scientists, www.beerdrinkingscientists.com. And remember to vote in our Science Highlights from 2009. Competition. All the details are on the website. My name is Mark West. Thanks very much for joining me. I'll see you next time on the Mr. Science Show.